Hello, everyone. Today's message, title is Taking Detours in Our Life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul wrote to the Corinthians of the mistakes that Israel committed on their way to the Promised Land. He warns them, and he warns us, to avoid them during our journey. And I want to take a verse from that chapter. This chapter, 1 Corinthians 10, 11. Now, these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. When we study the history of the nation of Israel, we learn what God did for them and with them, and the miracles he performed before their eyes. With great patience and compassion, he provided a miraculous passage through the Red Sea, while their enemies perished following them. He guided them until they reached the Promised Land. They were provided with food and drink, but instead of being thankful, they craved for the food of Egypt. They tried the God who rescued them and loved them. They grumbled and complained. They murmured against the Lord for bringing them out of Egypt. They failed God and fell low, as the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not well pleased, for they were laid low in the wilderness. Friends, is it not the story of humanity? The Lord has provided us with all kinds of help, a generous care, and most importantly, his guidance. He has supplied all our needs, and many are still dissatisfied, complaining and murmuring about the little things they face in their daily lives. Granted, we feel strapped due to the epidemic we are going through, and we sometimes think that the Lord has forgotten us, and he is not hearing our prayers. On the contrary, he hears and knows our circumstances. We are reminded of his promise that he'll never leave us, no, nor forsake us. And the biggest mistake we make is to change our course and take a detour from the road that our Lord planned and paved for us. The verse above was written that we make not the same mistakes. Many great men and women tried their way and utterly failed because they were found in the wrong places. Remember the prodigal son who did not like the life of the father and took a detour from where God wanted him to be and fell in the wrong place. He thought that a life of his own would give him freedom, satisfaction, and prosperity. Soon he found out the opposite. Not knowing that those who depart from God cannot be helped by any creature. In vain he tried to the point of begging, with no one to help or to respond. He discovered that there is no love, no mercy, no compassion outside his father's house. Just remember the man of God, Elijah. We heard from Brad last Sunday about him. And he ran away from the wicked Jezebel when she threatened him. And after a monumental stand for the Lord on Mount Carmel, when he slew 450 prophets of Baal, what happened? He got scared of Jezebel and took a detour without God's permission. And what was the result? He ran away for 24 hours. He was definitely outside God's will. He walked without any directions. He got depressed and asked God to take his life. And out of fear, he went and hid himself in a cave. Thank God for our loving God. He found him hiding and asked him, Elijah, what are you doing here? As if to say, why did you come here, Elijah? How thankful for God's faithfulness who will not let any of his own be swallowed with the discouragement and despair. Then the Lord reinstated him to service and sent him to minister again. Another person comes to our mind, Jonah, who ran away, taking a different route in the opposite direction of God's instructions. He paid the fare and took the detour. He took a ship going to Spain, and this was not the destination God sent him to. You know the results. In brief, God brought him back to where he left and reissued his orders, Jonah, go to Nineveh. This time Jonah obeyed and went following God's plan. Taking detours, friends, taking detours without God's instructions lead to destruction. Are you tempted to venture on your own thinking? On your own thinking that your plan works better? Please stop. Remember the prodigal who was longing to fill his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating. In these exceedingly difficult days of upheavals and plague, do you find yourself sitting under the juniper tree of discouragement as did Elijah? Remember, God is still on his throne and rules the world. Psalm 42:5 says, "Why are you in despair, O my soul? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him." Are you sailing on the ship of disobedience as did Jonah when he fled to Spain? God is calling you to his loving heart. This is not where you belong. He says, "You are in the wrong place. Please return. You belong to me." Dear ones, are we on God's plan? Are we seeking his guidance daily? Are we in obedience to his will? Are we satisfied with his plan for our lives? Are you simply thankful with what you have? Is this present and difficult situation affecting your relationships? Is the lockdown for 4 months getting into you? Is Satan tempting you? Remember, God is watching the furnace you are in, and he will not allow the heat to become too intense, and he knows when to bring it all to an end. In the same passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, speaks to our hearts. It says, "No temptation or testing has overtaken you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, that you may be able to endure it." Just a few more words to encourage you. The prodigal returned home and renewed his relationship with his father. Elijah went again to serve the Lord and left this world in a chariot of fire. Jonah was given the privilege to go back to Nineveh and win the whole city to the Lord. If you find yourself in the wrong place or have taken a detour from God's way, it is time to return and serve your Savior. He is the God of second chance, and he is the God of new beginnings. Amen. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you.